Okay, so we're gonna look very briefly at introduction to PLSQL. We'll come back to it. But I think I told you, I took a whole series of classes in Oracle. And so these notes are kind of in the order that they taught it. And every once in a while I disagree. So this has a lot of kind of trivia in it. So we're gonna look at it briefly, and then we're gonna move on to the if statements. And then next week we'll come back and fill in the trivia. But I think it's more confusing than helpful on most of it. Okay, so PLSQL is a procedural language that you can use to step through programs. And one of the big things that PLSQL has to offer is a cursor. And we'll get to the cursor in a couple of weeks. But what a cursor does is it lets you load the records and step through them one at a time, which you haven't been able to do. You can't step through the records and analyze each one at a time. You put out a select, I want to see all records that meet this criteria, and that's what you see. But it doesn't let you step through and process each record individually. That's what you get in PLSQL. You get the ability to process each record individually, and it's because of the cursors that we'll get into. But we're going to get into the basics of if statements and loops and all that first. Okay, so PLSQL is written in a block structure with blocks performing tasks, and they can be nested, and I'm trying to see if there's anything else in there. It has if statements, loops, variables, procedures, functions, types, all the good stuff that you want in a programming language. Okay, so the way it's written is you have a declare section, which is optional. And that's where you can declare variables and other things. Then you have the begin section, which is required. And that's where you put those statements, the procedural PLSQL statements and the SQL statements. You have an exception area where you can go to and handle errors, and we will look at that for quite a while. And then the end statement is required. Okay, so that's how it sets up. And there is a very simple example, and why don't I have my thing open? Because I forgot to open it. That would explain it. So down at the bottom, they tell you what you want to do is you want to go out, if you're writing some PLSQL, you go out and you say edit, and you give it a name. So I gave it that name. So I said edit, and I gave it that name, the editor that comes up, and then you can write it. So in this one, I put V message. I declared something called V message with a varchar2 for 25 characters. And then I walked down and assigned this message to V message. And the big thing to notice here is the colon equals is an assignment sign. Okay?
Always has to be there in the beginning.
It has to be there if you're assigning something. You know how in JavaScript, you have a single equal is an assignment sign and a double equal is an equal. Well, here what they've done is they said a colon equal will be the assignment sign and an equal sign will be equal.
Everybody
Okay.
has to be
That's right.
Nobody
So,
gets to get on the same page.
I like this one better. So this means assign. Okay, the colon equal means assign. I like that better than taking the double equal sign. Drives me crazy in JavaScript. Because I forget it every once in a while, and then you get all kinds of problems. So actually, I think this one is easier to remember. So that is the assignment sign. Okay, let me get back up where I was. And then when you want to run it, you go down and you say @ and give the name of it. When you get back out of the editor, you exit the editor. So I went in the editor, I wrote that little bit of code. I then exited the editor. And I can do either @ or you can do stat. I always do the @. And then it executes. And it comes back and gives you this very satisfying PLSQL procedure successfully completed. Now, it didn't show any output because I didn't tell it to. I just told it in that little piece of code that I wrote. And I will make this go over so we can get past whatever that is. I got it so that it moves something to vMessage, but it didn't write anything out. So it was successfully completed. Okay. So now if I go down in the next one, I want to actually see it. So I go, I'm going down and I say, set server output on. I put that thing in exactly the wrong place. Okay. So I'm saying edit, and I gave it a name again, and that's the name in the editor. And then I said, okay, now I'm in the editor, is the PLSQL code that I'm going to type. So SQL, I wrote edit, and then do it. Then I went into PLSQL, which is in the editor. I wrote the PLSQL in the editor. And I said, okay, define vMessage1 as varchar2.25. And then in the begin, I said, okay, now assign this stuff to vMessage1. And then I can put out an output line. And I have to have set server output on. At the end, I set server output off, mainly because it's the smart thing to do is if you set certain things for a program, set it off when you're done so you don't forget what's set on and set off. So I always include in it, if I'm going to set something special on, I include the set it off in the bottom. So then this line, dvms_output.put_line, and I don't know what that yellow will get that memorized, but anyway. And what you're putting out is, the output is, and then I am concatenating it with vMessage1. So I exit here, I come back out, and I wrote @, and I don't know why I have the edit in front of that. I guess I just went in, wanted to show you that it was there. But I went into the @, executed it, and it came out with the DBMS statement, which is this SQL block works. The output is this SQL block works. Okay. So if you want to, lots of times what you're doing in everything in PLSQL is you really don't want to see output. You want output to happen. But lots of times you're updating files, you're creating files, but you're not printing stuff or displaying stuff. And so this DBMS output line is something you can put in when you want to kind of check up on yourself and see if you're getting the output that you think you're doing, if things are happening. So you can throw in this DBMS output line, but it's usually not in a production program. It's usually there to watch things. So, the next part of this goes into a bunch of other putting out things, and I'm going to stop there and actually go to the if statements and have you write programs. Okay, but this was a simple program that established a message and wrote it out, and that's all it did. And I'm going to move this camera thing around someplace.
Yeah.
Let's see if I can get that out of the way. Okay, so I want you to now go to the if statement assignment, or not assignment, Karen. Okay, so the first thing I created was a table, donor new. So I went in and I created donor new. Okay, and because I'm going to update it. Okay, now I'm gonna write the code. So I want to go down and I want you doing it too, and I'm going to go and do it as well. Okay, I made a copy of this actually last night, a copy of the donor table, and I called mine donor if, because I think I have about a zillion copies of the donor table out there. So I went in and did a create table donor if as select asterisks from donor. So now we're going to come down and talk about this first program. So I'm going to call this edit donor if fall 18. Okay? For no good reason. I didn't write if there, I don't think. Okay, so donor if fall 18. So I am then, I've told it I want to do the edit. Okay. So it comes back and says, cannot find donor if fall 18, do you want to create a new file? And that's a good thing, because if you've already got the program out there, you don't necessarily want to wipe it out. So do I want to create a new file? Yes, I do. Okay. So what I'm going to do is basically do this program. Okay, so I'm starting out and I'm saying set verify off. Because, and again, notice at the bottom I set verify back on. I'm setting verify off because I am actually taking in user input using the ampersand input ID number. And if I leave the set verify on, then it will give me the old and the new, and I don't want that this time, I decided. So I'm saying set verify off. Then I'm going into declare. And I am establishing VID number as a varchar 2. I can't spell, but we know that. And I'm assigning to it, so I'm putting the assignment sign, I'm assigning to it user input that is going to be, because I put the ampersand out there, it will prompt for user input. Okay, so I'm saying that when I run this, it is going to prompt the user for user input. Okay? And then I'm setting up, And then I'm setting up a variable year goal that is, and I actually want to indent because it looks nicer. And that is going to be a number of 7 characters, 2 of which are decimal places. So then I go down to the begin. And I say, notice, by the way, I've got semicolons at the end of each line. That should look familiar to you from a variety of different languages. So I've got semicolons at the end of each line, but only at the end of the statement. So I shouldn't have said line, at the end of the statement. So notice in the select, the semicolon comes after I put the entire select statement in. So I'm going in and using the SQL statement to get the data. So I'm saying select year goal into V year goal. So I am selecting the year goal that is on the table into this variable that I set up called V underscore year goal. So I'm putting it into the variable and I'm taking it from donor if, I called it just donor if, where the ID number is equal to, so notice again, it's a plain old equal sign for this, equal to the VID number. So I'm saying, just like I would out in SQL, I'm saying select the year goal, compare the ID number, those are referring to fields on the file. And so I'm selecting it and putting it into a variable, and I am comparing it to the variable in VID number, which came in with user input. Okay? So then I go down and I have an if statement. So I'm saying if the variable year goal is greater than 250, then I am saying then V year goal is going to be assigned the value of V year goal times 1.1. Okay, so then I have an end if. So we're out of the curly brace world and into the end if world. Then I want to update the file. So I'm saying update donor new. And when I update, only it's donor if. Update donor if. Set the year goal on the table equal to V year goal, where ID number equals V ID number. Now notice that I am only processing one record here, okay, because I haven't got into curses yet. And when I want to process all of the individual records, I need to have curses, but I'm not there yet. So I am setting these up so I can show you the if and everything like that, but I am setting it up so that I'm only processing one record, and that is whatever the ID number that the user enters. So then I put in a commit, which you don't want have to do, but I put in a commit so that the update would be committed. If I didn't want the update to be committed, if I wanted to check something, then I don't need the commit. And then I've got end. And end ends the statement. And then I've got a slash and a set verify on. So I do a file save so that I save this. And if you're in PuTTY, you do the control O, right? To save it, if you're in PuTTY. And then you do the control X to get out. Okay, so now I'm exiting, so I'm doing an X, and I should actually take a picture of that before I leave. So now I'm doing a file exit. Okay, so now I'm at the prompt, and I'm going to say, okay, I'm going to take 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. No, I've got to have something greater than 250. So I'm going to take 11111, which is Stephen Daniels, and change that. Because when I was playing with this last night, I changed the 400 to 440. So I'm going to put in here an @ donor if F18, which means run this. And the first thing I do is I get the prompt. And the prompt was because I put up this ampersand input ID number. So I'm getting a prompt for that, yeah.
The ampersand, is that like an indication to the compiler to know it's a system variable or something?
Is to know, yeah, that it's an input. We looked at those back in SQL.
Okay.
There's a whole thing on that. Where an ampersand will prompt the user for input and put it there.
Okay.
And then a double ampersand will actually set up a memory variable and keep it so that you can use the name over again. So I'm going to put in 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 ones and come back. Okay, and I encountered a symbol error at line 15, the end. I actually have a semicolon in there. And interesting. And it didn't want the semicolon. And if you go back and look at that first thing I showed you, it doesn't have the semicolon. So donor if F18, and it didn't want the semicolon there because that's one of that set. So I'm doing a file save, a file exit, and I'm going to now run it.
I worked with that semicolon.
Did it?
Yeah.
No? Okay, so I did something wrong.
You need to pull up the whole code, because I don't think it's a semicolon.
I don't think it is either.
Somewhere else.
Okay, encountered the symbol end of file when expected one of the following. If line 15, column 3.
No, it's weird. You and Blake put in the same ID number, got the same error. Did you put 12121?
No, I did 111.
Oh, did you?
Mine updated, went from 500 to 550.
Okay, so why aren't you up here and me down there? Yours worked.
I got mine working.
You got yours working?
Yeah.
All right, so now you're going to figure out why mine isn't working.
Okay,
so apparently it did like the semicolon,
the
okay
semicolon
there.
Under update donor if set year goal to V year goal is missing a semicolon.
Whereabouts?
The very last update.
You also have no space at end if.
Update.
Right above that cursor. Semicolon.
Do you need a space?
Where? What?
Right there. You're actually right,
right
on
there, right on it.
But no, I don't want a semicolon there.
No.
No.
No, no, she doesn't.
I don't.
Check
There's
your.
Oh, yeah, no, you don't.
There.
If you
I don't want a semicolon.
And if you made it all one word. Is that Matt? I don't know. I mean,
yeah, that's
okay.
True, yeah. And if.
Remind me again, what does set verify do?
It keeps you from getting the. Before and after when you ask for user input.
Oh, okay.
I think that might be it, because that's the only thing that's different.
Yeah, sure.
That's crazy. That's like. That's what matters.
Ta da!
That's ridiculous.
Ta da! Yeah, no.
That one little space made everything go wrong.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That's ridiculous.
No, that's programming. It may also be ridiculous, but that's programming.
2018, we should have a fix for that.
What?
I said it's 2018, we should have a fix for that.
I had a professor tell me that computers are very dumb.
They are. They're dumb machines. Programmers are the bright people. We make the machines work. Okay? No, I mean, what they're saying basically is that it's the operating system, it's the programs, it's all that. And certainly the technology is incredibly good. But the technology without some guidance from software is... And, unless you hard code in the stuff that you wanted to do, and then that becomes a single purpose machine and whatever. Okay, so we finally got that right. All right, so there is the code. And interesting, I want to go back and look at something. Yeah, it was required to have the end with a semicolon. I went back and looked because declare doesn't have one, begin doesn't have one, exception doesn't have one, but end does. Okay. And that's when I suddenly, when I got the first error, I suddenly said, well, wait a minute, maybe end doesn't have one because the others don't. My instinct was to put it there, but I was not trusting my instinct. Okay. So there, and now what you want to do is to test it. Okay. I've got the editor open, so I want to close the editor. And then to test it, what I want to do is say select asterisk from donor. If.
From, not form.
It's good I have you. Okay, and the 500 got changed to 550. Okay, so my 500 got changed up to 550, and when I was playing with this last night and actually wrote the program that ran, well, it's the first time I wrote it. And basically, I got the 400 to 440 when I did that. Okay, so that's how I check that it is accurate. Now, I could have put in that DBMS line that we looked at also to show that it was accurate. But in fact, what I really want to know is not that it can display it on the screen, but that it actually affected the file. So it's better to go back in and look at the file and see that it affected it. And if I don't want to see the whole file because I have 100,000 records on there, I can just say I want to do a select where the ID number is equal to whatever one I was working with. Okay. So now I come down and the next one is throwing in an else. So go ahead and throw in the else and test that.
don't know what it did, but let me check.
I got that one right, nah, nah. Actually, I shouldn't have said that. I haven't tested it yet.
Oh, yeah. It works.
Okay, so I've got the ad sign. I put in 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, which was Susan Ash. She had 100. Now she has 105. So that worked because it was giving her a 5% increase. So she's now got 105. So has everybody got that one working? Okay. So all I did was add in an else and the option of what I wanted to do if it wasn't true. Is yours giving you grief?
No, it works, but because it's the else statement, I have to choose obviously something that has a year goal.
Something less than 250, right.
And I did, and it did not change the year goal.
Really?
And I chose Nancy Taylor, and...
Yeah, she had 150. That should work. Okay, let's try her.
Online, Nancy Taylor has 50, but she still has 50.
Okay. Add sign. Nancy Taylor was all threes. Yeah, I got her. She's now 157. I had her at 150. So she's now 157.50. Have you got the assignment sign? And it's 1.05? And an else? Okay, there's a lot of typing going on here. Does that mean everybody's having problems?
I do have exactly, like it worked a second ago. The only thing I changed was adding the else.
Yeah.
And everything else just moved down pretty much. Oh, you know, no, yeah, everything else.
Yeah, I added two lines when I added it. I added an else, and then I added the year goal times 1.05 line. Yeah. Both else does not have a semicolon.
No, it's
okay. Is yours working?
Yeah, I got
mine. Okay, why doesn't he?
I'm just gonna.
Thank you. And as I said, if you just want to see that one, you can do a select asterisk from donor if where ID number equals. And that will show you the one.
Put a set verify off and declare on the same line, and I kept getting the same error. I was like, hey, why is this happening? And then I realized you can't be on the same line.
Yes. Actually, I'm not sure I actually set it off, did I?
I can't get out of the editor.
Control O is saving things, then you hit an enter with whatever message comes up, and then Control X.
In Putty?
Yes.
Control X?
Yes. Get you out.
And that worked.
What is Nancy supposed to go up to?
Depends on what you have to start out with.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay, I've got her at 157.5. You had her at what?
It's the same as Mike because we have the same thing.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, so then scrolling down, and notice when I verify this, ID is a VirCare too, but because it's all numerics, I can write either the three is in quotes or the three is not in quotes, and it gives me the same result. Okay, because it is a numeric, even though I defined it as a VirCare too, so therefore I can have the quotes, but it also will deal with it as a number. Okay. The next one gets into if-elses. And since you're complicating life by just doing one else, I figure we're going to add a few more. Okay. So this one is giving you a series of different things. So I'm basically saying if it's greater than 3,000, or 300 rather, then I'm using 1.3. Otherwise, if it's greater than 200, I'm using 1.2. That bad, huh?
Yeah.
And if it's none of those, I'm using 1.05. Okay, so I'm throwing in a bunch of else's there. But again, I'm doing this for one record and one record only, and what's controlling that is I'm taking in an ID and my select is only selecting the record with that ID. And my select, therefore, is only getting one record because my IDs are all unique. My IDs weren't unique, I'd have a problem. And a problem that a cursor can solve, but we haven't got there yet. Okay, was anybody brave enough to put in all the else's? He's about to copy and paste. Okay, there is also an else if, which a lot of languages have. And an LDIP is like a case. So I'm saying, if your goal is less than 100, do this. Else if. It's for less than 250, do this. Else, which means I could have a bunch of else ifs in there. And then if none of those work, the last else is the default kind of. But notice with the else if, there's only one end if. Okay, because I only have one if. If you look back up at the one you had before, the one you had before had three if statements. And therefore it needed three end if statements. This one only has one if statement, and therefore it only needs one end if. And it then has the else if. And the else if works like a case structure. So if you've run into case structures in other languages, this works like a case structure. Okay.
So in other words, this is already one scenario.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's still asking those different questions.
Right.
It's just really a different way of testing it, and it is working off the same field. So I'm saying if the year goal, else if, an alternative. Okay. But notice there's no E in else if, and there's no space. Okay, else if is E-L-S-I-F, and people put in the E there all the time. Okay, but there is no E in it. Okay, this is kind of a nice thing. When you define things in the declare, you can use the percent sign type to take the type and length from the definition in the table. So rather than set this up as a var char 2.5, I can say go in and take, use the definition that is on the table. That's a pretty quiet door close. So I am saying use the definition on the table. Now, what's the advantage of that? The advantage of that is, let's say at some point you decide that your field is too small. So you go into the table and you change the structure. If you go into the table and you change the structure, then every program that uses that structure has to change the structure as well. Okay? This means I'm not hard coding in the size of those fields. I'm saying go to the table, donor new, look at the ID, and whatever it's defined as, that's what you're going to use. Okay? So if I change the structure of the table, then this program doesn't have to be modified because it says go in and take the type that is already associated with that field. And so the program doesn't have to be modified. So this is, as far as I'm concerned, a really lovely thing. Okay. So you say donor dot ID number type, and then you go ahead and put that in.
So would there be a reason not to use type?
No, I can't think of any.
Okay.
So this really makes it a nice thing. And in this one, what I did was I also used kept an old variable and used a new variable. So I've got new goal, and that was for no particularly good reason. Instead of assigning it back to V year goal, I assigned it to V in V new goal, and down here in the update, I used V new goal when I went ahead and executed it. So if you go in and change the types in the program that you have without having to change this whole thing if you don't want to. Okay, so if I go in here and change this, so it's now not varchar 2, but it is donor if dot ID number. Okay, percent sign type. And then if I go in on the one down here, this is donor. If your goal, set sign type. Okay, so I've said I want to go ahead and use the type that is coming in off there. So now if I change this, file, save, file, exit. And who haven't I used up? 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. And it was successfully completed. And then if I say select asterisk from donor if, it has now changed that to 52.5, so it got changed. And I'm not sure I took a picture of that. Only I can't. Cancel. Let's try that one more time. Edit. Donor if F18. And there it is. And so I've got the types in there. Okay, and those types, as I said, I think that's just a really good way of doing it. Okay, and I didn't change the else if, but if I'd gone in and changed the else if, then I'd have different things going on in there as well. Okay. And nobody typed that. You just let me stand up here and do it. Okay, more on PLSQL if statements.
Like right here, why wouldn't we just use type?
I would have used just type, yes. I probably should have used just type.
Okay, just check.
Okay. So this one you can go in and change and make it type, and yes, it would have been better. So on this one, my logic is what? I'm saying if it's mass, okay, then go down and check and see if year goal is greater than 300. And if it is, I'm going to use 1.3. Else, if it's greater than 100, then I'm going to use 1.2. If it's not greater than 100, I'm going to use 1.1. And then I'm asking, okay, if it's not Massachusetts, then check and see if it's Rhode Island. And if it's Rhode Island, then check and see if it is greater than 250. And if it is, then it's 1.25. And if it's not, it's 1.15, right? And then this else goes with Rhode Island, so it is basically Rhode Island, it's the same. So, That is what I think I have there, if I didn't miss something. Whatever. Okay. So it's with all of the if statements, and that's why we recommend that you do a logic flowchart of decisions if you've got them too complicated, because it is a lot easier to look at this and then do that code than it is to do the code, or at least most people think that's true. Okay. And I noticed that you all are letting me do the coding now. Okay, so that was one. If you then continue on in this statement, you've got an embedded and, so you can use an and statement. So I can say if your goal is greater than 250 and state equals Massachusetts, okay? And again, what that calls for is that if you're making a compound, what allows you to make a compound? And yeah, but why? I mean, what can you get? What can you do? If I had greater than 250, and then I had mass, and I have 1.1 there, and I have 1.2 here, and I have 1.3 here, can I make that a compound?
You mean between mass and Rhode Island?
Yeah, can I write the same statement that I've got over there? If mass is greater than your goal is greater than 250 and the state equals mass. If that was the flowchart, could I write a compound?
It looks like it.
Yeah. If the state is mass and greater than 250, but you're referring to just mass, not comparing mass and Rhode Island, you're talking about just mass.
I'm talking about just mass. So I've got over here, if your goal is greater than 250, there it is, and state equals mass, there it is, do a calculation by 1.1. Else, now what's the problem?
The else is 1.2.
That's right. The else is picked at 1.2, but what is it saying up there?
1.3.
Actually, 1.3, it's saying if you get a no to the mass, it's 1.2. If you get a no to the 250, it's 1.3. So these are different. Which means no compound. Because those are different. And you can't have a compound if those are different, because when you get to the else, how do you write it? The only way you do it is then you got to the else and you now have to throw in another if statement to make you figure out whether you want the 1.2 or the 1.3. So then the compound became useless. Why write a compound if you then got to go and do it again? So because those are different, you can have no compound. But if I change these and make them 1.2 up there, and make both of them 1.2, then I can do a compound.
Okay. I need that. I need that.
Okay. And in an and compound, that works that way. What about if you have an or compound?
What about it?
Okay, let me, what about it, cute. Okay. Uh-oh, it did it again. We apologize for any inconvenience. Shoot me now. You've maybe got to be kidding me, huh?
Maybe it's corrupted, the smart.
It did it to me, yeah. I don't know. I've asked them to look into it. Well, I know what I'm going to be spending tomorrow doing is recreating. Ah, that makes me... But at least I'm going to take a picture of... What did I have up there? No, I don't even have that because I erased it. Oh, well. I had nothing better to do tomorrow.
Blame Windows.
Blame something. Okay, so what I was going to go over there and draw in my spare time was... Yeah. This. And say, okay, if I said greater than 250... Yes, if it was a no, then I wanted to put mass, because it was either of those two things. And if I get a no to both of them, okay, so at that point, can I make this a compound?
Just mass, wouldn't it still be 1.1, not 1.2?
If I want to make it a compound, it would be.
Yeah.
But my point here was,
I guess.
Can I make this a compound? And the answer is no, I can't make them a compound because these are different. So no compound. Okay. And you're right, if I want to make it a compound, they both would have had to have been 1.1. And then I could make it a compound. So on the or, I need those two things to both be true in order to make it a compound. And if they're not, then I'm going to have to ask separate ifs. Okay. This is a refresher of what class, guys? Okay. Shame on you. Don't admit that.
Well, no. It's just, you know, I understand what you're asking. I'm just going to do it. You know, I'm going to code the thing.
Okay, I'm not giving you hard enough stuff then.
No. It's hard.
When it starts getting harder, it's him you blame, folks. Okay. So down here, I've got the compound or, which is what I just did up there. You have to have both of them 1.1 in order. The flowchart had to say greater than 250 is a 1.1, Massachusetts is a 1.1. When it said different things, I couldn't make it a compound. Right? Right. Okay. So what is this one saying?
Okay.
Are we going to follow the okay with something?
If state is mass and the year goal is less than 100 or the date first is greater than January 1st, 98, then the time is 1.1. Otherwise, it's
mass has to
what
be
it
true.
Equals.
That's right. That's the mass key, is mass has to be true.
I just asked what was it?
Okay, so mass has to be true. So it's mass and your goal is less than 100. And if that's true, then it's a 1.1. If not, I have another question about the date. And if that's true, I also get a 1.1. And then if the state is not Massachusetts, I get a same, so I don't do any calc. And if the date isn't, what do I have here?
Would you just get the year both?
I get the same. Meaning I'm not doing a calculation. So to make this a compound, these have got to be the same, and these have got to be the same if I want to make this a whole compound, because I want to say mass and either of those, meaning either one of them, I don't care which, gets me a 1.1. If I don't have it mass, I'm out of here, and if I don't have either of them, I'm out of here. So that's same. So I have to have them the same. Actually, I got to hang around here today because I have to give a speech at 6 o'clock. So therefore, I can come and play with this and try to recreate these here, which is a lot easier to write on the smart board than it is at home. Okay. Before I clear this, is it capturing now? Yeah. It's happy as a little plim plam. Not one of the phrases you use most often? Okay, so this one is the... What is this one? What's the logic on this one?
Is it mass and year both going to be the same? I mean, going to be true?
Or
just date range?
Right. Okay. So this one is these two. Where did I go? I didn't think I did a good drawing job there.
Yeah, it was wrong too.
There we go. These are combined, and this is alone, stands alone. Because ands are resolved before ors. So the ands get resolved before the or, because I don't have any parentheses there. Okay, so ands get resolved before ors. And I think you don't like it down there? Okay. And so then I threw the parenthesis back in because parenthesis can change the order of operation. And I also have an is null there because Rhode Island had an is null. Okay, that's where I wanted to be, so we are done. Questions?
When do we graduate?
Huh?
When do we graduate?
You got more to learn. So, Thursday is open lab all day, 9:30 to 5. I won't be here probably after 3, but Lindsay will be here. And she has taken this course and done well in it, so it was easy.
Yeah, I'm just enjoying that one.
Although you got to get the dong on that.
Yeah.
Start looking at that. Okay, we are done.